from the book of Psalms, Psalm 65, verses 9 through 11, and from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Here, teaching on why we as believers pray and give thanks over our daily food. This may seem like an insignificant topic, but there are those today that have food before them and quickly put it in their mouth and enjoy the food without giving God a thought, without giving God thanksgiving, taking the Lord's provision for granted. Oftentimes, we attend the local supermarket to shop, and we should stop to pause for a moment and look at the abundance that's granted to us. Going down each aisle, there's fruits in abundance and vegetables, canned goods, beverages, meats of all varieties. All these at our fingertips, to the hands that prepare it and process it for our consumption. All these things individuals often take for granted. They see the food before them and may not realize what it takes to get it to that place. Oftentimes, young individuals may not know the source of our nourishment, and they think that the store is where things come from, not realizing that God is the provider of our nourishment and the source of our food. Psalm 65, verses 9 through 11 teaches that, how God waters the earth, how God has seeds in the ground, how God is the author of fresh water and food that comes from the earth. It is the Lord, out of love, that provides for we his people. Scripture teaches in Matthew chapter 5 on the Sermon on the Mount that God causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and causes the sun to shine on the evil and the good. This speaks to God loving all individuals and provides for all individuals out of his goodness, out of his mercy, and out of his grace. Scripture teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, that God has created food to be received, and every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified, set apart by the word of God and prayer. Paul teaching Timothy that it is more than just the believing Jews to understand that they can partake of food outside of their dietary laws in Leviticus 15, that as believers, their food is accepted because it is received with thanksgiving, set apart by the word of God and prayer. Individuals today may believe that they are restricted to certain dietary laws, but it is Jesus that taught it is not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him, but what comes out of the man's mouth that defiles him. It is not the dietary laws that makes us religious, but out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. We today, as believers, should ensure that before we partake of our meals, that we pause and give thanks to the Lord, that we understand that he is the provider of our nourishment and sustenance, that he allows us to have strength to go out each day and work to buy food, that we today, as believers, have compassion over those that may not have a hot meal and include them every day in our prayers, that God would provide for them and they would have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It only takes a moment to bow our heads, to close our eyes before we partake of our meal, to reflect on the times that we were hungry and did not know when our next meal was coming from, and can now appreciate the simplest of meals, and can not take God for granted, but appreciate His provision. Throughout the scriptures, Jesus Christ gives examples on how He looked up at heaven, gave thanks before He broke bread, and recognized God as the provider. So should we, as believers, recognize the Lord as the provider of our meals, thank those who have labored to prepare it, and be good stewards of our resources, not wasting food, but ensuring that we appreciate every morsel that the Lord provides.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.